Developing confidence in one's judgments about what constitutes effective counseling. To be an effective supervisor, a person needs to have had essential clinical skills to conduct the practices which they are supervising. Foster the ability to step back and scrutinize therapy in a way that is not possible when one is immersed in the practice. There are two good points in this slide. The first is the commitment of the supervisor to know how to provide good clinical work with the population that the group is serving. This includes the commitment to research or take workshops to continually enhance your own skills and knowledge of the issues facing your staff with the client population they serve. The second point is the ability of the supervisor to lead the group to reflective practice. Sort of like stopping a movie at a particular scene to analyze that moment in the movie. There are many parts to doing good clinical work. It is one of the supervisor's tasks to highlight and bring to attention these different parts for group discussion. Lastly, as a clinician myself, I find it always so helpful just to talk through a case. Another person's perspective or focus on an area I have missed is an invaluable part of clinical learning.